Ms. Mary D. joins us now. What do I call you, by the way?
Mary D.
Mary D., it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
You sound fabulous as always. And if you don't mind, tell me about the book first.
Oh, the book is called Life Lessons on Faith, Forgiveness, and Grace. It took me 35 years to write it.
You know, the book itself, I think, is it's filled with great stories about your life, but it also is filled with some really tough stuff that I think a lot of people aren't even familiar. You went through they don't know you went through this stuff unless they knew you personally, like a really terrible relationship with a stepmother who abused you. How do you turn out as normal as you appear to have turned out?
You know, I tell people with that question, it's hard to answer, but I guess my only answer is I'm just a blessed baby.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't have any other answer. I remember being a little kid and having my stepmother tell me I was stupid and you'd never make anything and you can't read, put that flashlight away at night, and all the things that you hear that people should not say to children. And I would very calmly look at her and figure she didn't know what she was talking about.
Power of God.
She couldn't have been talking about me.
Right. Right.
I just thought better.
Yeah, it's amazing as a little kid that you have that. That's what I mean by the power of God.
Yeah.
You know, there's a higher power helping drive that thing.
Yeah.
Mary, your son is being recognized and honored on Saturday as well. And tell us how you came to meet him and to know him.
I was at a radio station in the very beginning of my career. The young man kept coming to the station after school to sit there and talk with me. And finally I said, listen, kid, you have to go, okay? I can't have you coming here to the station each day after school. You get on the bus and come here. And he got very angry with me on this last day. And he said, you know, I'm going to grow up to be a fine attorney, and you're going to need me. I won't be around. I'm like, what?
Some kind of confidence.
The confidence he had. I mean, he wanted me to adopt him, and he needed somebody to help him. He's the oldest of seven children, had seen both his mom and dad murdered 2 years apart by the same man. Don't ask any questions about that because I don't know the rest of it.
Okay.
But, you know, he had a story, too, and all I could think of was, how do I leave this kid?
Sure.
You know, I have 18 nieces and nephews. I'm helping take care of all of them. I can't take anybody else. And finally, I said, I can't adopt you. It doesn't make any sense. Finally, he was asking me to give him a ride home, as I started to do, and he began to tell me what he wanted to do in life. One word led to the next. I helped him through high school, through Northwestern College, through law school, and I said, here's what you can do. I will help you through all of this, but when you get that degree, you then take me to court yourself, and you be the attorney. And then I'll know that you're doing it.
How about that?
I'm not doing it. And that's how I became Richard Wright's mom.
How about that story? How about that story?
Yeah.
That'll
awesome,
make you joke.
Awesome young man who is now an attorney, an ordained minister, and a professor.
Well, how proud are you?
Oh, I'm telling you.
But here's the thing, too. You talk about things that happened in your life for a reason. With all the crap that you went through, and you're cruising along, and you're in the midst of, which is a very good career. You know, you got a lot going on. You're a very busy lady. But this young man comes into your life, and he refuses to hear the word no, and he also refuses to not let you hear what his life path was. I mean, imagine how differently it could have turned out for both of you.
Absolutely.
You know what? You are blessed.
Well, there isn't anything else to explain it by. I don't have another word or sentence. That's all it is. It's blessings.
I'm glad you wrote a book. Mary and I were having a conversation the other night, Steve, and I said, people still ask me, and she found this hard to believe, when I'm out covering stories or wherever, how's Mary D? People always ask about
sure,
you, Mary.
Sure, makes total sense.
I am just so blown away by that. You know, when I was at WGN and even thinking 2 years prior to leaving, I would tell people who were retiring, I say, make sure you have a life. Make sure you're doing this. Or go with your family. You all take vacations and get together and everything, because when the roar of the crowd stops, it stops. And they won't even remember your name after 2 months.
It's a true story, except in your case. Except they still remember you.
Mary D. and Big O.
Mary D., congratulations on everything from the book to, you know, how you have managed things in the toughest of circumstances. And you don't sound like somebody that's judgmental, but boy, would it be easy to go, stop whining about your life. Look what this kid went through or that kid went through. I just think some of the best people in the world come from some of the toughest circumstances. And I guess maybe sometimes you got to go through the fire to realize how good it is to just be alive.
I say that the pain is a good thing.
Right.
When you get into that pain, if you can just look inside instead of looking outside, saying, oh, woe is me, then you can feel something. And when you begin to feel that pain, you get stronger with it because you really don't want it. So when you're stronger inside, you're more confident. When you're more confident, you just soar. No matter what anyone says.
And Mary,
I remember in high school, yeah. one quick story.
Yeah, yeah.
The high school teacher wrote in my yearbook, class clown, least likely to succeed.
No.
How'd that work out?
Oh, wow. Did you go back and show her? Do you know who I am? Mary, you're going to be signing copies of your book on Saturday, too. If somebody wants to pick that up, how do they do that?
At the event, if they come to the event, they can do that. If not, you're welcome to go to the website, maryd.com. It's MERRIDEE.com or Amazon.
There you go.
You are an impressive woman. It is a pleasure to have you on. And anytime you need help talking about things that matter in your life, I hope you'll ask.
Oh, thank you. I thought sure in your news story you were going to talk about Trump and the discount that he received on But I'll let you go with that.
See, I was, you know, always
still
a news reporter.
Once a newswoman, always a newswoman.
Always a news anchor.